The numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Good Friday morning to you. It is a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV. Whichever way you're taking a sim, we appreciate it. It's Gil Alexander. This is Kelly Bidlin, everybody, producer number 9. So much more than a producer. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morrow.
Good morrow.
I am doing very well. You know why? Because it's a football Friday.
Yeah.
Usually it's Felica, Fezzik, and Dr. Bob to close out the show. We've, again, given Felica the day off since he's been on 47 times.
He really hasn't worked much in the past week. I think he had a long layover between, what was that, New Year's Eve, right? And then yesterday. I don't know.
So we will have Fezzik on for a couple segments. Steve Fezzik, the only back-to-back winner of the Hilton Super Contest back in the day, to talk wild card weekend with us. Bob will reiterate. He will remind us of his thoughts on tonight's game. I don't think he has a play on the Texas-Ohio State game, but he will talk about how he feels about it. He does have a wild card weekend play for us.
Ooh, let's go.
And again, just to pull back the curtain, you know how that conversation goes? It's like, hey, Bob, you want to come on and give us a wild card weekend pick? And he goes, no, Gil, my clients get really mad when I give it out on your show. And I go, well, yeah, clients probably say that, Bob, but how many of those guys know about you from the show? He goes, you're right, I'm on. That's how that goes. So Bob's
it's a lot of convincing.
Australian Open, I added a quarter or two, which we'll get into. By the way, Zach Cohen and I, after this show, I'm going to do the post-draw pod. Post-draw beating the book pod with Zach Cohen. We'll then pair that with the pre-draw thoughts from Drew Dinsick, and we'll get into that on the podcast side. But I will share a quarter or two that I made, quarter or two bet that I made. This hour, Pete Futak on college football, the Power 5, now Power 4 snobbery that is Pete Futak, self-proclaimed. And Jason Weingarten, who provided us with many a laugh yesterday when we went through our votes for all of our the NFL awards yesterday. He went Lamar, MVP and Offensive Player of the Year.
Who do you think has more explaining to do, Jason or Steve Fezzik?
Steve Fezzik, clearly.
Me too. Somehow it's not nearly as egregious to me that he went MVP and Offensive Player of the Year, the same player.
Cleve already chimed in. He's like, I'd like to vote next year instead of Fezzik. You're in.
Well again, bring it back to the Will Hill text messages. If I'm the chairman, if I'm the AP chairman or however this works, that gets to decide what happens with people, whether they followed the comeback player of the year guidelines or not.
Yeah.
I'd be saying, thank you for participating. You didn't follow the guidelines. You will not be participating next year.
Yeah. The reason.
So there might be a spot open for Cleve.
The reason that we're saying this about Fezzik is because he voted Aiden Hutchinson as defensive player of the year. And Aiden Hutchinson obviously hasn't played in a while. NFL bets, we will we'll repeat those. Are we sure? The segment of our Friday segment. Are we sure? Are we sure? Estamos seguros about certain things in the National Football League. Kelly will list some questions. I want to start first, though, obviously. We'll get to college football. We'll get to the game last night here momentarily. But there's a lot to talk about, obviously. In case you missed it, the Rams and the Vikings, the venue change has happened. First of all, they canceled. We suspected this would happen because Zach had a bet on the Hornets game. Hornets Lakers yesterday, and we're like, why haven't they canceled this yet? They did after the show, a couple hours after the show, and then moments after that, not moments, but like within an hour after that.
Too close.
Yeah, they moved the Vikings-Rams game to Glendale, Arizona, as was suspected. The contingency plan is in effect for safety purposes. Again, this because of the wildfires in Southern California that have, and this is not mere words. I have to say, you know, we often, when something like this comes up, we sort of say our thoughts and our prayers and that kind of thing. You know, my brother has a dear friend, his house burned to the ground.
It's insane out there.
It is so heartbreaking for these folks who have like lived in their homes for, you know, 4 or 5 decades. In some cases, they raised their families there. All their memories are there. And in one moment's time, gone. So really everything we talk about here on the show, please know that we know it's proper context in the real world, but because we do talk gambling, it's pretty fascinating because can we throw up the Matt Brown, tweet here?
Yep.
Matt Brown, our own Matt Brown at VSiN, was the first to really spell this out for folks. Good job by Maddie, who puts out Vikings Rams venue change house rules. If you bet it at DraftKings, if you bet it at FanDuel, Circa, Bet365, ESPN, Better Fanatics, those bets are still action. Those stand. At BetMGM and Caesars, the bet voided. So you got to know the house rules. By the way, this is not a global pandemic where a book treats some futures one way arbitrarily and others the other, and then they act like your bet isn't a future, and then they misapply it, or at worst, or at best, it's just sort of vague rules, and then a kangaroo court upholds them, and then they tell lies about you. This isn't that. This is a very straightforward.
That sounds like a specific story.
I'm just giving
it. Sounds like a very specific example.
Just giving a hypothetical. This is actually just a football game that gets moved and is delayed by a couple of days. So just know those rules. But what it does create from a betting standpoint is, so for those of us who have, say, Rams plus 2.5 or Rams plus 3,
mm-hmm.
and we had all this great CLV, right? Poof, that's gone. For those of us who have these bets standing, because mine is offshore, the bet is still action. So too bad for me. On the other hand, if you were smart enough, let's say you had the Vikings money line when it got down to like a pick'em or close to a pick'em. Now you can just sort of name your price, right? Because mm-hmm. now it's Vikings minus 2.5. Maybe it even rises higher. The line move from venue change, which, by the way, I must say, if there was ever a team or teams, when you talk about with the Rams and the Chargers, that really don't have a home field advantage, it's them. So to me, it's a bit of an overreaction by the market. But anyway, doesn't matter.
I'm glad you brought that up, because that was my initial reaction, too. I was like, we're really moving this like 2.5 points when all we talk about all year is how that stadium has no home field advantage.
Right. But those are just opinions. It doesn't matter for the people who have, let's say, Vikings money line at like -110 or -115, whatever they got it at. This is fantastic for them. Right. Because they mm-hmm. can just hang out, wait, let's say the Rams are, what are the Rams now, plus 130-ish now, I think they are on the money, plus 124, we're showing, but I say plus 130. But let's say, we'll do simple math on it. You know, let's say you had, it was 115 to win 100 on the Vikings. Now you could just play back the Rams 100 to win 124, or even if it goes higher. And so it's just it's a great situation if you were able to anticipate and go to the books where you knew it was going to stand. Right. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. If you got ahead of that. So, again, knowing the seriousness of the nature of things, but gamblers are gamblers. And if you're a sharp bettor, sniff out things like this. And that's so we'll talk about that with Steve Fezzik coming up on the show as well. So
the other one I just want to add on there. I know MGM and Caesars were on Matt Brown's list. I think it also depends what kind of bets you have. There, I have a teaser, for example, at Caesars that's still open that was involving one of those teams. So some, like, if you're playing teasers or parlays or stuff like that, it might be treated differently. I will applaud Caesars, though, because they send an email out on it. Like, I got an email last night explaining, hey, this is how everything was going to be handled. A lot of times, how often do we sit here and say, we already did it once. Check your house rules if you've got a bet, right? It's really nice when the house just sends you an email updating you the status of the bet when it's a wide sweeping game like this that's going to affect so many people.
I want to applaud Caesars for not spinning on me last night when I made a quarter bet in the Australian Open, which is a touch and go these days.
Mm-hmm.
So congratulations to them. Okay, this game last night, Notre Dame goes to the national championship game. The Irish in what was really four games in one, right? Penn State goes up 10-0. Then the Irish take a 17-10 lead. Then Penn State comes back, takes a 24-17 lead, and then Notre Dame wins it 27-24. But really, to me, maybe the key to all of this, well, one of the keys, it'll get glossed over, but when Penn State is matriculating for what ended up being Ryan Barker 20-yard field goal to put them up 3-0, that third and goal at the 3, when Drew Aller throws it low to Singleton, who could have waltzed into the end zone, those were 4 points right there they left on the board. And that's a massive play in this ball game that might get glossed over. Obviously, the biggest play ends up being in the end in a tie ball game where Penn State gets the ball back at their own 15-yard line with 47 seconds left. That after James Franklin just let 10 seconds go off the clock for no reason mm-hmm. before he used his first timeout before the punt, which is just like, what are you doing, man? Wake up. Aller, first and 10 at their own 28. Second play in, throws it late over the middle, picked by Christian Gray, sets up Notre Dame at the Penn State 42 with 33 seconds left. You know how it ends. Jeter, 41-yard field goal to win it for the Irish. And by the way, did you see that alignment on that field goal? Have you seen the photos of this? Notre Dame's got all their guys in the box ready to block, and Penn State has like two fewer guys trying to block the kick.
Really?
It's just so bad.
On the game winner?
Yes, so bad. Anyway, so congratulations to those who had Notre Dame in the end. I think Penn State, my God, if you had Penn State, you got to feel terrible about this. Like, how did this slip out? And if you had the under, which most of our guys did anecdotally.
Oh, man. Yeah.
It was 10-10 after the third quarter. And it soars over the number, soars over 27-24. Tonight, Texas-Ohio State. I just want to say real brief. We'll get Futak and Dr. Bob to talk about Texas-Ohio State tonight. But Ohio State is a six-point favorite. This sort of just is a quintessential case study in betting of, do you go with what you've seen recently, like Ohio State's dominance here in the first two games of the playoff, where they've outscored Tennessee and Oregon by a combined 83-38. And do you go with that, the eye test, or do you have a broader sense of, well, wait a minute, this feels like a big adjustment to a line that wouldn't have been this had Ohio State not been quite as dominant here recently? And the advanced analytics sort of buttressing of this is, and I want to give Colin Wilson over at Action Network some credit for this, but Quinn Ewers, who a lot of us say, oh, can we trust Quinn Ewers? Well, he has seen a blitz on 28% of his snaps this season, producing a moderate 50% success rate. But his ability to detect the blitz and fill the gap generates a big play rate of 22.4% with 12 touchdowns to just four picks. Ohio State plays a heavy amount of cover one, and Ewers has a high 57% success rate against cover one. Explosive plays, a monster 23% of those attempts on cover one. So there is... Again, there's advanced analytics that support Texas and just the market over-adjusting. So that's the debate you have to have internally about this game.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Big news this week here at VSiN. We're returning to SiriusXM starting January 17th. You can catch VSiN's 24/7 sports betting coverage on SiriusXM channel 158 and the SiriusXM app. That is 1 week from today. But that's not all. VSiN launching a brand new show just for SiriusXM listeners. Tune into VSiN Live on Mad Dog Sports Radio with Patrick Maher and Dustin Sweetelson every weeknight from 7 to 10 p.m. They started that this week. That's on SiriusXM channel 82, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll have Dustin on the show here on a numbers game on Monday. Mark your calendars, though, for the whole network again a week from today, Friday, January 17th. VSiN 24/7 coverage debuts on SiriusXM channel 158. Cannot wait for that. We get tweets at Beating the Book. There are so many this morning, I cannot even keep up. Brian Morian, and servers want the tips in cash, of course, because it's tax-free, since generally speaking, they only declare enough cash tips to ensure they're at minimum wage, whereas tips on credit cards are processed through payroll and tax. Yes, of course, that is the reason. Thank you for that. By the way, there were some spots where the government was trying to come in and tax them on their cash, too. I can speak for that in San Francisco. Stringfellow Hawk, I went out to a nice restaurant in Detroit years ago, had the worst service, had to ask for water refills. We left a 1% tip and never went back. The numbers, guys. I definitely bought the gold sheet from 7 to 11. However, this I don't think was the one with Don Best and Jim Feist. It almost looked like a TV guide and would come every Wednesday or Thursday. Would love to know what that was. Could it have been platinum sheets? Jason, ice cold gambler. That's where I know Kelly from, the Pepperdine basketball camp. I crossed him over. He fell, and that's how he saw the great view of the Pacific Ocean. Just kidding. Always a great show, guys. C. Spackler, what? Apple juice? You're about three colonoscopies of mine late with that little nugget. Oh, yeah. It's key. The underdog, D. Walk Red 1-4. That was nice getting the band back together with Ace, Vegas Runner, on the Week 18 Megapod. He says, I have an idea for the week before the Super Bowl. Have a podcast with Ace to talk restaurants, clubs, and Vegas stories. Well, he was the guy on the Vegas Lifestyle Pod. The Beating the Book Vegas Lifestyle Pod annual is the week in between the championship games and the Super Bowl. We've done it 13 years in a row. Ace was the guy who was always on it for like the first 7 or 8 when we were younger. And let's just say he had more of the off-the-beaten-trail advice in Vegas, if you know what I mean. And so now he can't really live up to that anymore, so I think he doesn't want to come on that one, if I'm reading the tea leaves on that. And then a Joe named Jim, and I'll leave it at this. This is how well listeners know this. He said, notice the audible from those of us betting since the dawn of time instead of since the Eisenhower administration. Happy weekend. Man, y'all know me well. We'll get to more of your tweets here momentarily. Ladies and gentlemen, he's the only back-to-back winner of the Hilton Super Contest and had the absolute audacity in taking his vote not seriously enough, because for Defensive Player of the Year yesterday in our numbers game first annual award show, he voted for Aiden Hutchinson. It's Steve Fezzik, everybody. What do you have to say for yourself?
I'd like to announce my formal retirement from any awards selection committees going forward. Obviously, you know, Hutchinson, Hendrickson, you know, it's like microphone.
Oh, is that what you did?
No, I really felt the guy that isn't playing should win the MVP. Come on.
Is this because you're too lazy to text and you voice text and that's what happens?
You've seen my text with my microphone and like there's non. Yeah, I'm too. I use the microphone and there's lots of typos. And I'm sure I said it wrong. And hey, good news for all those who think in Fez is like, you know, coming down with Alzheimer's. I know Rob Pozzola's group keeps talking about that. Even in my 20s, I would have made a comparable mistake. Same thing. I can't find my car in the garage. Hey, I was doing that in my 20s also. So I may well have mental problems, but I've always had them.
Here it
it's
is.
It's not age.
This is what got Steve kicked out. If we could just show the defensive player of the year, this is what got him kicked out.
I'm not kicked out. I'm proactively retiring. He's proactive.
You got ahead of it.
Before I'm sent into retirement.
You got ahead of it. Steve votes for Aiden Hutchinson for defensive player of the year, who hasn't played in a long time.
Hey, Mike McCarthy is the Jets are interviewing, so there's hope for me, right?
Well, so Kelly was just talking about this off air, that there was a news, not news story where the Cowboys are like, we're moving ahead with Mike McCarthy and we'll negotiate, which is like not a story at all. But by the way, I think the Bears and other teams did McCarthy a solid where they're like, hey, we're interested in you. And Jerry's like, oh, I guess I should keep him.
How stupid are they must be getting kickbacks from the McCarthy camp, right? I mean, no one is going to actually hire this dude, right?
Look, you have Aaron Rodgers. You get to say you won a Super Bowl.
Hey, you get a title with Aaron Rodgers and a guy that can't get along with anyone. You must be doing something, right?
You must be doing something, I guess. Okay, we had this. I was mentioning this earlier, and I think it is the subject of the moment, which is the Rams and the Vikings get moved to Arizona because of the wildfires in Southern California. And again, if you're just tuning in, we obviously understand that that is the most important thing happening here is how it has affected actual human beings. People have lost their homes. Obviously, there have been some who have perished, but generally speaking, people's homes have burned to the ground. Again, I was saying earlier, my brother has a dear friend whose home burned to the ground. It is the most heartbreaking thing in the world. But we do come to you from the corner of Benning. And so this, as inartful as that segue is, you understand, I hope, that we have this in the proper context. But Steve, this what it did was create some interesting things. And again, if we could show the Matt Brown tweet again, guys, where some books it stands, and in other books, there's Matt Brown, our own Matt Brown, Vikings Rams venue change house rules, bet stands, DraftKings, FanDuel, Circa, Bet365, ESPN, Bet Fanatics, Bet Voided, BetMGM and Caesars. Okay, explain, because I was saying earlier, this is pretty interesting. For someone like me who has a Rams plus three that stands, it's like, oh, there goes my CLV. But for someone like you, or someone who figured out, and you'll give a shout out to who you learned this from, that A, Circa is a place here in Vegas where it stands. The bet is action, in other words.
Exactly. So yeah. I'm surfing around Twitter. And everybody's favorite food social media influencer at GRP Wins. You know, I'm checking out what he's having for breakfast. Ham steak off the bone. What's this? He says, I talked to Benson. If you bet on the Rams game against the Vikings, bet stands. This is before it had been moved. And then wildfires are breaking out, you know, heading towards Woodland Hills and Simi and everything. And so new fires. I'm like, this thing's going to get canceled. And then Las Vegas Chris, boom, lets me know, hey, if you bet at Circa, you got action. I'm like, well, okay, well, probably the line's up to Minnesota, -1.5 or -2. No, it's still pick 'em. It's still -115. Boom. Okay. You know, so, I mean, not a lock that the game was going to get moved, but likely. So here, a lot of sharp guys like the Rams. So I like the Rams. Irrelevant.
Irrelevant.
You know? Irrelevant. Game's likely to get moved. Just go ahead and bet twice my normal max bet size on the Vikings. Bet the other guys because I'm going to get massive CLV. And I did get massive CLV.
So let's just put this in really simple mathematical terms. Don't worry. It's not bad math. It's if you have the Vikings now. So you run to Circa. You can bet the Vikings when it's around a pick-em-ish, right? You bet them on the money line. You got Vikings -115. Now the Vikings are 2.5-point favorites. You anticipated that the venue would change, that the line would move. Now you can just basically name your price, right? You can wait, in other words, for to see if the Rams money line gets as high as it is. But right now, even if you bet it right now, it's plus 130 in some places. You could bet the Rams right now, and you're guaranteed.
Lock it. But why bet 10,000? So yeah. I could bet 9,000 plus 130, lock in approximately $1,000 win. If I want to be a square ball and just like a really anal, like, accountant,
not
lock,
you
lock in
not or, you
or I can get creative and wait for a +3 and try to fiddle in the middle and scoop the whole pot, or I could do a little money line, some teasers.
There's all, you know, kinds of things,
all kinds
do.
Of things. I gotta say, I liked your discussion. I was listening in about, we can't quantify. This is our art and science.
That's right.
This is bad news for the Chargers. It's worse news for the Rams. Okay, the Chargers are just distracted, but they're out of town. But the Rams, this has all been going on, and now they got to get on a plane, and it's got to be not just, I mean, they don't have much of a home field. It's not just losing their 1.25 points for home field. It's got to tack on another 1.25 for the distractions of what's going on.
Yeah, it's, you can't quantify it. And I just told a brief story. I was just there for one day, and I can't wrap my head around the fact that we went to this bustling outdoor shopping center that is halfway burned to the ground. Now, imagine how they must feel with, that's the, where they live, and those are their families, right? So they got to be thinking about that. But I think your broader point here is this, Steve, which I think is a great one. And I sort of alluded to it earlier, which is, we can talk about all the analytics. And I think in a perfect world, when it's a normal game and there's nothing like this happening, I think if you're not doing it by numbers, you're probably doing it wrong. I think numbers has to be part of it. But when something like this happens, all of that stuff, it doesn't matter anymore. It's, how do I lock in something? And this is a way to do it.
Exactly right. So I could have listened to an hour of all these math geeks that are like, and they are ultra smart, talk for an hour, breaking down every game and every matchup and this and that. And it's just a bunch of crap. It's like Killian is lying to you.
Yeah.
And why is it a bunch of crap? It's not a bunch of crap, but the lines are right. Guess what? That's why these books are taking $20,000 as opposed to one little tweet from good old GRP Wins. It's like, hey, you know, if you bet it at Circa and the game's in Arizona, you still got action. That was that 5 seconds of reading that tweet and getting from Las Vegas, Chris, just absolutely lays over these math geeks talking an hour about why the lines are right and why they like +3.5 and -3 on Washington and Tampa Bay. Thanks for nothing, guys.
Easy on the table, Steve. Jeez. No, but it is such a good point also that the fact that they just tweeted it, because our brains are wherever our brains are, but just the fact that he put it out there, you were like, bam.
I'm betting the Merrimack under. It's an early game start. How are we doing?
We'll check it out for you.
Okay.
More with Steve Fezzik on the other side. All his plays this weekend. Next.
VSiN, the sports betting network.
Are you the kind of player who wants to drop $10,000 or more on an NFL line at the best price in the market? My friend Stevie Fezzik over here is. Or maybe you're looking for instant acceptance on your in-game bets. You need SportTrade, the app that's revolutionizing sports betting. With -104 lines instead of the standard -110, instant in-game betting, and a dedicated concierge player service, SportTrade delivers a premium betting experience like no other. Now live in New Jersey, Colorado, Iowa, Arizona, and Virginia. Download SportTrade today. Use code VSIN to earn 10% cash back on every wager during your first week. Terms apply. Got to be 21 or older to play. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call or text 1-800-GAMBLER. It's Gil Alexander. Too many tweets to get to. Love y'all. Ryan Thompson. How do I get the ANG Country Club and t-shirt? Don't really care about golf or tennis, but I need that shirt. We got to make a t-shirt. Ice Cold Gambler, looking for producer 10 because Kelly Bidlin will be opening Country Clubbin', coming to Circa Las Vegas 2026. I can't wait. Chance Copperpot, when I cast VSiN to my big screen, I automatically get subtitles. I can't help but read it. When Gil says Kelly Bidley, it reads out as Kelly Beanland. I'm sorry, Kelly, you're forever Mr. Beanland to me now. D-Gen Southern Gent, everything about that was awesome, Kelly. Absolutely worth the 3-year wait. Talking about the Country Clubbin' promo or the intro on that. Joe C. 714, you wouldn't sprinkle some pizza money on Maya Joint, would you, Gil? She's been looking really good playing at home. Not to win a quarter or to win an outright, no. Bobby Knuckles, I'm assuming Kelly will order a few glow sticks for any future segments of Country Clubbing, and we can't turn the lights up and down to create a strobe effect if you need it. James Sott, holy cow, producer of the year, Kelly Bidlin for Country Clubbing made my weekend. Wow. And then Odell, too bad Wilford Brimley was unavailable for the country club video. No kidding, right? Those old people know that they're on camera. Man, I think we owe them some money. Let's see here. The numbers, guys. You know your house rules? DK voided my Samsonova bet last night. Zhao Fonseca, can you spell that for the listeners at home? Yes, Zhao, J-O-A-O, last name Fonseca, F-O-N-S-E-C-A. We'll get to more tweets here coming up, but Steve Fezzik is kind enough to join us again for a second segment, and the people love Steve Fezzik, at Fezzik Sports, by the way, where he is a much more ornery man than he is in real life.
Get off my lawn.
You are a get off my lawn.
Hey, shout out to Sport Trade and to Prophet Joe Pita. Both these guys are just, you know, tremendous. And the whole concept, like, we have standalone games coming up nonstop. So look at this Ohio State game. If you're going to bet the money line and you're going to go traditional sports book, if you want to lay minus 250 or plus 210 and talk about how there's value there, you're just delusional. Mm-hmm. Because it doesn't prove that there's not value, but the fact that it's going to be minus 230 plus 229 at these places, because it'll be the best price on each side at Sport Trade, at Profit. You have to look towards those. These places aren't going to do any good if you're betting a Merrimack college basketball game.
Right.
Or if you're betting Mike Evans, pass reception yards. But on stuff like this, standalone games, sides, totals, money lines, you have to have it.
Profit X, we did a basket of Kelly Bidlin, Matt Brown, and Wes Reynolds golf bets on there as well. So a little tie-in as well. Let's talk about your bets, but let's talk about Tampa Bay, Washington first. You had a lot to say about that game.
Yeah, so there's a lot of moving parts with Tampa Bay. So last week, I had Tampa first half, never sniffed the cover despite getting tremendous closing line value. By the way, I do another podcast. I went 0-5 on a podcast. And I had the best closing line value of my life, on all five plays, including Washington -4.5. Tennessee is an underdog. Tampa Bay first half, Green Bay first half. So
I've had seasons of that in baseball,
well,
by the way.
I remember. Yeah. I remember with Texas would open pick and then they go to, you'd give out -140 and they'd close -175 and then be down 5-1 in a second. Right. Thanks for nothing.
Yeah.
Okay, so Tampa Bay, not a lock. They didn't get the ball to start the game last week against New Orleans. New Orleans wins the coin toss. So they say, hey, we're going to take the ball. It happens. It's not a lock. But Tampa certainly, Kel, go ahead and grade me Tampa to score first. Let's put that down. Tampa to score first. -155. Yes. Because they're more likely to start with the ball. So, any derivative associated with that Tampa first quarter is fine.
Because they have a history of wanting to receive.
Recent history. Yes. They've done well. They've been doing well, taking the ball and thriving early on in the game. Although that didn't happen against New Orleans last week, but I'll double down and go ahead and play that. I want to talk about the two receivers, Mike Evans and McMillan. I'm so old. When I hear McMillan, I think of McMillan and wife. Double check me. Make sure that is really his real name, Kelly, so I don't get it wrong.
McMillan and wife is like a reference for 65-year-olds and
Rock older. Hudson, Susan, yes. St. James. Yes. So Godwin got hurt week 7. Okay. So now there's this dude named McMillan. And he's putting up numbers the same as Godwin was putting up, but he's getting priced like he's McMillan. So his number is 53 and Evans, his number 75. But I'd make the case they both probably should be more close together, because what's been happening the last 3 weeks? Well, Evans has been chasing this legacy, getting the 1,000 yards mm-hmm. and his millions of dollars of incentives. The last 3 weeks, Baker has been very forward saying, I'm getting the ball to Mike Evans. He's been forcing it to him famously the most last week. So all of these targets have been going to Evans, but McMillan's every bit as good almost. But Evans gets the number one cornerback covering him still. So because of that, McMillan over, Evans under makes complete sense. By the way, McMillan's gone 5 straight games over 50 reception yards, despite Mike Evans being the key.
And let me just add to that. Marshawn Lattimore is a go for the Washington Commodores this weekend. He's been hurt. He's only played a few games since coming over to Washington. He is a known, when he was in New Orleans, he's a known Mike Evans killer.
Absolutely. So official plays Evans under 75 and a half, easy to find, and McMillan over 52 and a half.
So give us a good sense of what sides and totals, if any, that you did this week that you have in your account.
The only one that you probably can get is Houston +3, and I'm going to double down. I know right now it's -120, and I don't know. I'm Fezzik Twitter's tired of being criticized. Like when I say bet plus three, that doesn't mean buy the half point. That doesn't mean play plus three, lay $1.22. If I don't say the vig that it's implied, play plus three minus $1.10. You're like, but Steve, I can't get it. Well, remember, we're in the year of the favorite. The favorites have hit 54% against the spread, and every game goes over. So because of that, even with this distractions of these wildfires, I would be shocked on a standalone game if you wait and you're cool. If you don't get a plus three, write a post. What do you think on Houston? Minus 110.
And there are plus threes out there now, I believe, too, aren't there somewhere?
I don't know.
Let me check, maybe.
The traffic isn't as bad now that the F1's not going on, but it still takes me 40 minutes to get down here from my Seven Hills address, yes.
There are threes. I'm getting my ear. Okay. There are threes, yeah. Threes are available. I want to go back to the Rams and Tampa Bay, though, also. Getting back to that thing about we can't quantify also, you know, about the Rams and the Chargers. But just as a blanket statement, you would caution folks to, I mean, at least say, you know, as a public service, think twice before betting either of those two teams because of this factor.
Yeah, I mean, it's human nature. Imagine if you, I mean, there's lots of people in L.A. I lived in L.A. I love all those neighborhoods, Brentwood, Agora Hills, you know, Calabasas.
It's gorgeous.
I know people in all, you know, everywhere checking in on them. Are they okay? And the like. And because of that, I mean, how can you put your best foot forward? I hear, oh, these are professionals and they can blot it all out.
They're human.
And I'm just not buying it.
Yeah. Okay. So you stayed. Let's talk about this. You stayed away from Buffalo, Denver. You stayed away from Philly and the Packers.
Well, I teased Buffalo like crazy because it's a Wong teaser.
Yeah.
That doesn't count. Just read Stanford Wong's book, Sharp Sports Betting, and you'll win betting teasers. I did play the Green Bay derivatives because it's not a lock, but Green Bay is more likely to start with the ball. So Green Bay first quarter, Philly third quarter.
Would you allow that Green Bay is the most likely team of 32 to start with the ball?
I think Green Bay is 90%.
90%.
90%. You know, whenever you say 90, they've done psychological experiments. 90 is too high. 80%.
Okay.
Because they've always said when you estimate something, people are like, is Alaska north of Hawaii? That's a bad example.
Let's just run them down again because you have a lot. So you're on the Texans plus three, the Bucks to score first. You laid the minus 160, the Packers to score first.
Yes.
Minus 110. And then the two props you just talked about with the Buccaneers receivers, Mike Evans under 74.5 receiving yards, Jalen McMillan, not McMillan and wife, over 52.5 receiving yards. Those
we're betting
are
on Rock Hudson. Mike Evans shop around. I think it's as high as 76.5 at FanDuel.
Betting on Rock Hudson. But circling back to the last, because we only have a minute left, but I do want to get back to the main point, which is just the broader handicapping point. If you're new to sports betting, these things don't happen all the time, right? Mitigating factors. Usually when we're on this show and other shows here on the network, we're just talking about a game. We're going through people's opinions. Maybe there's stats involved. Maybe there's analytics. But it is a good reminder that while understanding that there are more important things in life, we are bettors. And then because we come from the corner of the world that we are as bettors, there are things that you can then identify as, okay, all of that other stuff doesn't matter.
Exactly.
And these are the moments you have to identify.
A good example, Penn State. So their coach doesn't win big games. And we saw it last night. So here it is. It's fourth and goal from the three. By the way, when catching a ball, we've thrown the football before. Something about it?
Yeah.
I look at the football when I'm catching it. It helps.
As the first play I brought up, the fact that the Aller, the third and goal, where he threw it low to Singleton, and Singleton didn't hold it. It's a 4-point.
Singleton's like, look, it's like, why does Puka catch every ball?
Steve
Fezzik. Why does Ladd catch every ball? Because they look at the ball when they catch it.
Steve Fezzik catches that football. Remember that above all. Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Steve Fezzik right here on The Numbers Game. Dr. Bob is next with a pro football play.